Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. This is the evaluation meeting for the fiscal year 2024 Continuum of Care Renewals and for RFA number 091824 COC, Continuum of Care Funding COC, and Domestic Violence Bonus Projects. As scheduled for today, September 24, 2024 at 1 p.m., please note to all those in attendance that this meeting is being audio recorded. My name is Brian Bays. I'm a procurement analyst for the Lee County Procurement Management Department, and I will be facilitating today's meeting. I'll ask now that everyone that's in attendance to introduce yourselves, state what organization you are representing, and if you are on the evaluation committee, if you are an evaluation committee member, please also indicate that you are a voting member of the committee. We'll start with you.
I'm Jennifer Enoso, branch manager of the North Fort Myers Library.
And you're a voting member? Committee?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Michael Oberway with Lee County Homeless Coalition. I am a voting member.
Stacey Sherlock with Human and Veterans Services. I'm a voting member.
Jill Turner, community volunteer voting member.
Tara Martinson with Human and Veterans Services, non-voting member. Joan Huckster, Human and Veterans Services, non-voting member.
Heather Leonard, Human and Veterans Services, non-voting member.
Kim Yusa, Human and Veterans Services, non-voting member.
Jamie Browder, Human and Veterans Services, non-voting member.
Thank you, everybody. Before we begin, we will note for the record that members of the public are not present. We are here today to complete the evaluations and rankings for the aforementioned programs. This first portion of our meeting will be to address the fiscal year 2024 continuum of care renewals. These include the renewals for the Rapid Rehousing Program, the Permanent Supportive Housing Program, and the Supportive Services Program. Here's an overview of our process for the evaluation of the continuum of care renewals. Each member of the evaluation committee will have an opportunity to provide discussion on the data that was provided to them for each renewal. Once discussion is complete, we will then move into the final ranking phase for each project. You will be handed a final ranking sheet and be asked to complete it for that particular project. The ranking sheets will then be collected and entered into our database. Once the final rankings are configured, I will call for a motion from the committee to move forward with the renewal based on that ranking or based on that score provided by the database. Please note that any comments or discussion provided by the evaluation committee is optional for the renewal portion. While encouraged, it is not required. However, should a committee member choose to do so, we ask that the committee members refrain from discussing any preliminary thoughts on scoring or making statements that indicate preference or positions of rank. Please ensure your comments are directed to the data that was provided to you and highlighting the pros and cons of each renewal. Are there any questions regarding this process for the renewals? We will now move into the rankings for the FY 2024 Continuum of Care Renewals. First renewal on the agenda is going to be for the Rapid Rehouse Program. There was only one renewal for this project. It is with Catholic Charities Diocese of Venice. I will now open the floor to the committee for questions or discussions on the data that you received. And we'll start with Jill, if you don't mind.
I don't have any comments.
Okay. I don't have any comment.
Mike?
I have no comments at this time.
I have no comments either.
Okay. I didn't expect that. All right, so what Tara's going to do now is hand out the sheet, your ranking sheet for this particular renewal. If you would, please fill it out and sign the bottom and then hand it back to Tara when you're done.
Thank you.
Johnson.
So I'm going to enter them, the scores up here in the spreadsheet. I will start with Jill first. And then at the end, I will hand you back your sheet, Jill, and you'll just confirm that I entered it correctly.
Okay.
Can you just confirm that what is up there is entered correctly? You could confirm, Jennifer, that that information has been entered correctly.
Is correct.
Michael Overwood, next. Michael,
if you could just check your total for me. Yeah, I think the calculation was incorrect on the spreadsheet itself.
Can you confirm that your sheet and the screen are correct?
Well, if I close one eye and look to the left, it appears to be correct, yes.
If you could just total your scores and verify that the information I entered. That's correct. Okay. Thank you.
No, I'm just going to have to close so I can see the score.
Okay, based on the scoring, total score for Catholic Charities is 5. At this time, I'll call for a motion to accept the final score provided for the Rapid Rehousing Program and renewal with Catholic Charities. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
And a second?
Second.
Any objections? Motion carries. All right, we will move on to the second renewal, which is for the Permanent Supportive Housing Program Rental Assistance Project. There was only one renewal for this project. It is with Community Assisted and Supported Living. I'll now open the floor to the committee for questions or discussion on the data that you received. We'll start with Jill again.
No comments.
Stacy.
This is, I'm sorry, the rental assistance?
Yes.
Okay. I have no comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Okay, thank you very much. Tara's going to hand out the sheets, or I'm sorry, Jill's going to hand out the sheets for this ranking. Again, complete, sign the bottom, and back to us.
Thank you so much.
So, I got Jill. I'm going to enter your scores now.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
You could just confirm.
Oh.
Okay.
Your total. If you want to make any adjustments. Great. Will you confirm that that is entered correctly?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Next up, Stacy.
Is nobody talking because this is being recorded? Okay.
All right, and then Stacey, if you could confirm that.
I don't think there's a requirement for that.
I wouldn't think so. Just a large group would have no one ever talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Thank you. All right,
all right, we're going to do this a little different, Tara. This is what we were struggling with yesterday. So what we're going to do is just go ahead and move on to the next score. And then once all the scores are in, then I'll call for a motion for each one.
Okay, perfect.
So the next one we're going to move to is the scoring for permanent supportive housing program for the supportive services project. Does anybody have any comment or questions on the data that you are receiving? Instead of going around the room, I'll just ask.
No.
Okay. Go ahead and take these ranking sheets, fill them out, sign them, and hand them back in.
Question. You just said supportive services and supportive housing. I just want to make sure I pick the.
Which one is up?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I choose the right column.
Supportive services, the renewal.
The first one.
Supportive services?
Supportive services.
Okay.
Services.
Yeah.
Okay. Castle supportive services renewal.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't state that it was community assisted and supportive. They were the only vendor who.
This is an 8 or a 9.
This one right here?
Uh-huh.
A 9.
Okay. Then there's, if you could just check your total at the bottom and then verify.
sorry.
It's okay. No pressure.
Can somebody else add this up? I'm getting 1,061. Please. Thank you, John.
That is correct. Yes, thank you. My tools. All right, and then Stacey, if you could just confirm. Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I was sitting there. We are on. Okay, next one is the fourth renewal for the permanent supportive housing program. This is permanent supportive housing project. There was only one renewal for this project. It is with community assisted and supported living as well. Are there any comments from the committee members as far as this data that you have received?
No.
Again, Joan's handing out your ranking sheets. Please fill these out, sign, and send back.
Correct. And I'm going to enter these in the sheet, and we're going to start with Jill's first. All right, Jill. Just confirm that the totals are matching.
Yes.
Thank you. Next up is Jennifer. Michael. All right, Michael, we can confirm that.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, the fourth and final one for the permanent supportive housing program is the scattered sites rental assistance project. There was only one renewal for this project. It is with community assisted and supported living. Any of the committee members have any comments or questions regarding the data that you received?
No.
Again, Joan is handing out your score sheets. Please fill these out, sign them, and send them back.
Just confirm that I entered it correctly.
You did.
Jennifer. Jennifer, if you could confirm that for me. Thank you. Michael. All right, Michael.
Yes.
Stacy.
All right. And Stacy, you can confirm that. Yes.
All right, I believe that's the last of the permanent supportive housing program. The final ranking is as follows. Castle number one, entire program number one with Castle, and then two is with Castle as well, too. They were the only vendor for this program. So with that being said, I'm just going to ask for one motion. To accept the final score in the rankings provided for the permanent supportive housing program to Castle. Do I have a motion for that?
This is Mike with the Homeless Coalition. I'll make a motion.
This is Jill. I'll second.
Okay. Any objections? Motion carries. All right. The last one for the renewals is going to be the coordinated entry program. There was only one renewal for this project, and it is with Lee County Human and Veteran Services Department. I'll now open the floor to the committee for questions and discussions on. Do you have any comments or questions on the written standards and coordinated entry policy and procedures that were provided to you? No questions, no comments? Jones handed out a sheet. If you would, fill those out. Submit those back in when you're done.
All right, so first up for this category is Jill. Just confirm the Jill.
Yes, it's good.
Thank you. Next up is Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, since there was only one entry, the total score of that is 4. Do I have a motion to accept the final score provided for the coordinated entry program and renewal with the Lee County Human and Veteran Services Department?
This is Stacy from Human and Veteran Services. I motion.
And a second.
This is Mike with the Homeless Coalition. I will second that.
Any objections? Motion carries. Okay, that concludes our evaluation and rankings of the renewals. We'll now move into the second portion of our meeting. This will be the address to address the evaluation and ranking of the applications received for RFA number 091824 COC, which is the Continuum of Care Funding COC and Domestic Violence Bonus Projects. Here's an overview of our process for the evaluation of the applicants. The evaluation committee will have an opportunity by discussion on all the applicants that were submitted. Once discussion is complete, we'll then move into the final ranking phase. You'll be handed a final ranking sheet and be asked to complete it for the project. The ranking sheets will then be collected and entered into our database. Once the final rankings are configured, I will call for a motion from the committee to move forward with the final ranking as provided by the database. I would suggest that any comments or discussion provided by the eval committee is highly encouraged. We ask that committee members refrain from discussing any preliminary thoughts on scoring or making statements that indicate preference or positions of rank. Such statements may include, this application was by far my favorite, or I would give them all the points for this category. Instead, comments should highlight the pros and cons you found in each of the applications. We will now move forward and open the floor of the committee to discuss the applications received. I will start on my right with Jill and ask that all committee members participate and state any pros and cons you may have. And we will start with the application submitted by Catholic Charities Diocese of Venice.
I thought it was, it had a lot of good information, but I thought it was, sometimes the narratives were a little sparse about what needed to be in the answer. The CEO, interestingly enough, was listed differently on the 990 that was attached and the person that signed the application, which I don't quite understand. It would seem like it would be the same person. And I also missing was the healthcare coordination, the letter from a healthcare provider was missing, and the housing coordination, the letter from them was missing also.
There's not a reason why they were missing. They were just missing.
Okay. All right. Duly noted. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments, Jill?
No.
Okay. Stacy.
I actually have the same comments as Jill with the two different letters that were supposed, the commitment letters that were supposed to be attached. One I gave one for the housing providers and one for the health or public partners. For their increasing income, they, on page 9 and page 30, they didn't list anything specific aside from their own programs and SOAR. So I was looking for maybe more partnerships there. They weren't real specific with the lived experience. They just put several of their housing staff. I would have liked to have known like the amount, like an actual count. And their timeliness on page 24, it's just an outline, not really a schedule of sorts. And we're asking for a clear schedule. That kind of hurt me.
Thank you, Mike.
I think the only additional comment that I would have is I think it lacked an innovation. Like, there wasn't anything that gave me a reason to look at it and say, wow, this is differentiated from the other proposals that are in here. So I think there was just a, that was an area that I scored down a little bit was the innovation kit.
And Jim?
I agree with those I spoke before. I did like that it was 40 days. They were for the timeliness for getting people into the housing. That was one of the pros that I did think. It was just over a month that it was.
All right, that concludes the evaluation of Catholic Charities Diocese of Venice. We'll move on to community assisted and supported living. And Stacy, this time we'll start with you.
Okay. One of the pros was they stated that from entry to Permanent housing is 5 days. I'm trying to find it on here.
Page 15.
Oh, okay. Yes, sorry. Yeah, on page 15, they state 5 days from the time their entry date until they're in permanent housing. One of the cons was. It's not really a con, but it was lower than some of the others. But I have a return to homelessness. They have 80% that remained housed after 24 months. The increasing income again on their page 15, they only mentioned SOAR. And they also did not have a health care coordination letter, so they didn't get any points for that. So with the housing providers, they're their own, but I didn't see anything like kind of breaking that down or any type of a letter. So I didn't really know what to do with that one. But the objective criteria housing coordination, they didn't have a letter as well.
And on there it states.
It just states in the application.
No, on the ranking tool, it states that
they have to have a letter. So I didn't score them for that. I got a zero.
Right. Yeah, again, I think one of the areas that I really focused in on all the applications was innovation. What are they really doing to bring new ideas through their program that can help us reduce the numbers of folks experiencing homelessness? I think what they brought was the sort of tried and true, what's been done. So I didn't really have a lot of wow factor there. Again, there was a letter missing in their application for that side of it. Other than that, I think that's all my comment.
Thank you. And Jen?
Biggest pro for me was that it was 5 days for the enrollment for permanent being placed in permanent housing. I thought that was one of the most ideal options for those facing homelessness.
Okay. And Jill?
I may have missed this, but I didn't find a housing coordination letter either. Did anyone?
No.
So they were both missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the table of
contents was saying that they provide their own housing, but that wasn't given.
That should have been said in a letter then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with everything else that's been said.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes the evaluation of community assisted and supported living. Next will be Salvation Army, and this time we will start with
Pro. I thought their detail for their project description was really good. I think they actually did outline some good innovation in their program, and so I was really pleasantly surprised to read that. I didn't have any real con that I went through with their application. Jen?
Potential con was 60 days to full months for the enrollment for the those with homeless being able to be housed was one of my most. And then another one was some of their explanation for things. I would have enjoyed the more barriers that they were helping achieve for those that are homeless, how they could have succeeded with more of that.
Thank you. Jill?
I didn't find a lot of information about how the clients were going to increase their income. And I didn't, there was no letter concerning the, which one was it? The health care Also, they had no target area. They didn't check anything. So I would assume they could do any county in the state of Florida if they wanted to, and that doesn't make sense to me.
And Stacy.
I agree with pretty much everything that said. That was said. They didn't have the healthcare coordination letter. They didn't. Did anybody find the housing coordination letter? Because I didn't. For
if I'm not mistaken, they wrote one themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It was very short.
I did like that they actually counted how many staff had lived experience. They said four mm-hmm. staff instead of several or multiple. And I thought their timeliness outline was extremely broad. And that's what everybody else said as well.
All right, thank you. That concludes the evaluation of Salvation Army. And the final one will be St. Vincent de Paul. We'll start with Jim.
Just find the folder. If this is, let me find it. Apologies. Oh no, this the biggest con for this one for me was that for the participant moving into housing, it was 75 days. That was the longest one out of all of them. Granted. And then I did appreciate the breakdown of the costs and how they really gave all the information for that, as well as just the budget template, and they were very open for that. Oh no, I got one.
Thank you. Jill.
They were missing the housing letter, and on one page of the application, they said they were going to serve 25 households, and on another page, they said they were going to serve 20. So I think they need to decide on the number. And I thought some parts of it were vague.
Thank you. Stacy.
This one for St. Vincent de Paul, the number one pro I had is that they have one board member, a voting board mm-hmm. member, and several staff with lived experience. They didn't have the housing coordination letter, but they did have the health letter.
Mm-hmm.
So they got... And then I also thought for innovation that they established new ethical codes to assist with serve for populations that aren't being currently served. And I would say the 75 days, I have 60 days here, but maybe not. I was 75, I think.
Okay.
So that it's a little, you know. And I thought that they, page 21, their timeline, it was good, except I did notice as well the 20 and 25. So that was the only thing that they would need to be clear on.
Thank you. Mike?
Yep, I think the it was a little vague on the increased income. I didn't really get a good feel that they had a good plan for that in their proposal. I did think as a pro that they did, as Stacy said, I think they came with some innovation there. So I actually ranked them up a little bit higher there than the others. And again, then they were missing the housing coordination letter. So those are the comments.
Thank you, everybody, for the input. This is that was the conclusion of the St. Vincent de Paul evaluation. With discussions complete, we will now move into the scoring phase. Tara is going to give you a new scoring sheet. You need to input your scores, sign, and then submit back. And we will put those into the database.
You're going to get a packet with each of these, and the numbers will match proposer one to the number one up there. And then on the next one, it says two, three, four.
Okay.
And then when we do ranking, I will do all of Jill's, and then Jennifer, and then Mike, and then Stacy. Thank you.
do all four of them and then have to check.
Okie doke.
You could just check. Is this supposed to be a 69? Which one is that one?
This one is number one.
Yes. Okay. And just make it, this one look like a 9 a little bit.
He might help.
She's a lefty like me.
And
you too?
Yeah. Do you do anything right handed? Everything else but right.
Me too. That's so unusual.
Yeah, you're ambidextrous.
Well, wait, that's not right then.
Yes.
I didn't have 269. No, that was a 60.
Okay, I have 69 for the first one and then 72 for the second one, so we'll have to...
Wait a minute.
Double check.
Okay, this is a 60. That's right.
So let me do the math.
Yeah.
And... this is a 69, is right. So what am I doing wrong?
I don't know. We'll have Joan check for us. The other two are matches.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because a right-handed person taught me to do everything, you know?
And like my brother's left-handed, but he does everything left-handed.
69, so we confirm that this one is 69. Okay. Double check this one.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to give it to
you. You're the only person I've ever met that's like I am.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you met anyone?
She's the only real left-handed
person. Yeah, but I mean, have you met anyone that does only right left-handed and does everything else right here? Oh, I haven't. Yeah. When I used to have to testify in court, my job before as an expert witness, I'd raise my right hand by accident, or my left hand by accident, and the judge would go, Jow.
I do mix my left and right up a lot.
I finally figured out if you do this, it's left, so I know. Okay. There you go.
Okay, we're all good to go on all four of those. Next up is Jasper.
Just initial.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, to confirm that everything matches for me. Calculating the previous score in from Joe's.
Okay.
They are correct. Michael.
Yes.
Very puzzled. less than I usually am.
Stacy, you can confirm just the totals.
Sorry. Yes, it is hard to read.
Can you override it?
I thought I checked this before.
Ready? All right, we'll complete. We may now state our final ranking is as follows. Number one is St. Vincent de Paul. Number two is Castle. Number three is Salvation Army. And number four is Catholic Charities. Do I have a motion to accept and move forward with this final ranking for the RFA number 091824 COC?
I just have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Under Michaels, he only has ones and twos.
They ranked, he had two ties.
Oh, two ties, okay.
Yep.
I see.
Do I have a motion by the committee?
So move. Jill.
And a second.
I'll second. Stacy.
All right. Any objections? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there any further discussion from the staff and county? No? Thank you, everybody, for attending and participating.
May I have a comment not related to the current scoring that we're evaluating regarding the NOFA process?
If it's not directed towards any of these, we should probably
turn this off.
Okay, we can discuss that afterwards. All right, everybody, thank you for attending, and this meeting is adjourned.